Action Monday. Not your ordinary Monday. Hashtag MSW.
Well, now the highly anticipated MTN 8 semi-final first leg between Orlando Pirates as well as Mamelodi Sundowns came and it delivered. I suppose it delivered on and off the field. It was sold out at the Orlando Stadium, which is always a good thing to see. The action on the pitch was also just as scintillating as the two couldn't be separated. I know that it's happening a little bit late and we just have a few minutes left, but nonetheless, we'll negotiate with the coach. We'll make sure that he does come back for a full slog, because we've got tons and tons of your WhatsApp voice notes to get through, which will be impossible to do tonight. Coach Mangombe Mnete, good evening, Baba. Welcome to the show.
Good evening, Robin. Good evening to the listeners.
I had so much to ask. Let me see. Let me look at the time and look at you and say, a final analysis of that 90 minutes, which people usually take as a first half of a game because of the two-legged affair. I, as a supporter of football, would look at it at times and say, is everything given in such games, or is there more left for the second leg? What is the approach at Sundowns?
To be honest, we wanted to give everything to this first half. For one reason, we wanted to come back with a goal. And maybe that is what made our team to be a little bit more anxious, because we've never demanded a goal, because we knew what it would mean to us to score away from home. And we made some elementary mistakes that we hardly make. Maybe we should take a bit of blame in that space, because we never really demanded the way we demanded, because we anticipated a game that would pan out the way it panned out. But truth be told, we created very good situations from very good build-up moments, to be honest. But unfortunately, in the final third, not much came out. If you check the pass from Ronwin to Peter, we anticipated that they might have a high line, and all Peter had to do was just to leave that ball to go past and go straight towards goals and face the goalkeeper, but it did not happen. And we also knew if we can try to play in the overloaded side and find the right moment to go to the underloaded side behind Mayela, there might be something we can get there. And we got those moments with Mudau three times first half, and all those three times did not result in any shot at goal or forcing the goalkeeper to make a save. Second half, I must say, I think we improved in leaps and bounds in terms of the frequency of creating scoring moments. Teboho improved his game a lot second half. Also, a little bit adventurous, because first half he was playing more to make sure that we don't concede. And as an eight, sometimes we're expected to break the line to create scoring opportunities. And he did. He played a very good pass to Peter. I don't know what happened between Peter and Mayela, and unfortunately, it was not to be. And very late in the game, Peter got another very good moment that he did not use. And we also had a very good moment with the youngster, Mailula, and another good pass from Gaston for Allende, but unfortunately it never yielded anything. And those moments, under normal circumstances, when we count those moments, Sundowns should get a goal from those moments. But unfortunately, on this one, it could not even result in a shot at goal. And that for me is the biggest pain. But I'm still very optimistic with our group. I trust my coaches, I trust my team, I trust everybody else in the club, and I trust my supporters that they will still bring the vibe that we need. Not all is lost. I see there are a lot of celebrations after this draw, but I still believe we've got a very good chance to come back stronger maybe in the second match, because our second half replicates what we would have wanted to do in that match. But unfortunately, first half, we were a bit edgy. That's why we made a lot of unforced errors, lost possession in critical areas and got punished. And we did not take care of the things that we knew Pirates would do, because Pirates is more dangerous when they don't have as much possession of the ball. And I think we gave Ndondo too much space in some moments. We gave Lepasa some moments that could have punished us. And we gave Saleng, whom I must say I've always liked the boy. I believe he's got something big in football, but maybe he's not been utilized the way he's supposed to be utilized. I really believe the boy could have done even more to hurt us in that match. But it's a very nice contest to have a semi-final that brings so much hype to the country, and I'm optimistic.
Yeah.
Come Polokwane, people will enjoy themselves. And I do want to see myself in the final, and I'm sure everybody else at Sundowns wants to see himself in the final. So we will have to navigate the way, look at this game very closely. Trust us, trust our process. We do what we have to do to make sure we get a result.
In trust in the process, I suppose the fans of Sundowns will ask, what counter do you have to a Jose that came into the game, obviously having mastered a lot of what you've done successfully as a club, as coaches, as a technical team, who then almost squeezed you from even having that single direct shot on target. Now, when you get to the second leg, is it what? Wholesale changes, similar approach? What is it that you promise to deliver differently, which will then get those attempts going again?
To be honest, I do not want even Pirates to be too sure of themselves in terms of their defense, because the moments that I'm talking about are a sign of defensive frailties. But unfortunately, Modau was not as composed as you would expect, and you would say Pirates defended very well because we did not have a shot at goal. But if you look how open it was for Modau to get those three moments first half. One was a cutback, which I think Peter could have maybe gone to the near post. But because he did not go to the near post, he did not open a very good space for a good cutback that we could have easily used. But the direct pass from the goalkeeper to the striker with defenders beaten, if Peter just left the ball to go past, he would have gone straight to goals. And sometimes when in South Africa, because we don't concentrate a lot in the process, we look at the outcome and say, no shot at goal. It means we did not create chances. But I'm giving you these chances because I've watched this game more than four times already, because I want to understand what exactly happened. And we have already spoken to the players, with the coaches, about some of the things we are unhappy about, which made our first half to be a little bit lethargic, because in as much as I'm talking about these moments, but Sundowns is expected to have a very nice storyline in a match.
Yeah.
A storyline that says we created a chance first 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, but that storyline is not looking very good. And Sundowns is known to punish opponents for mistakes they have made. The fact that Nda got a yellow card so early in the match, but we did not capitalize in that, and we did not really exploit possibilities to force him into making more errors. Our first half did not give us what we wanted. Second half, I'm very happy with what we did.
Yeah.
We ran a little bit, we were stronger in our passing game. We controlled the pitch, we controlled the possession of the game. We controlled our wide, our wing play, but unfortunately, we're just lack of something. You know, the youngster Mailula created a very big chance for himself, and the good thing about the boy is left and right. He, on a good day, because that boy is one of the best finishers I've seen, and I can tell South Africa we've got a big talent in that boy. I'm telling you. I don't know whether he forgot that he's also left-footed, because he could have easily brought the ball back to his left foot and terminated the attack.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, he wanted to play it across, and Mudau was unfortunate with Peter's hands there on the ball with Maela. But these are big moments in football. But it also teaches us a lesson. We still have a role to play in the Champions League. If we don't take chances like that in a match, we look like we did not do or deliver a very good game. If you look at that game very closely, there are many good actions, many box entries, many final third entries, many... if you look at our ball possession at 59%, you look at the number of vertical passes that we played, you look at the number of passes in the game itself that were threatening. There were a lot of positive things, but that does not take away the quality of Pirates on the day. We must also give them credit, because in certain moments, they looked very dangerous. In certain moments, we also gave away easy chances. You know, the chance that we gave to Lepasa second half, that was suicidal because it looked like the fullback and Grant did not even see that there was a Lepasa behind. And for me, that is suicidal because that could have easily been a goal. And thanks to Ronwin to save that chance. But at Sundowns, we don't give away so many chances like that. When you have had so many chances against us and you did not take them, you must not complain when you don't get them. And when we are playing Sundowns and Sundowns does not even get one shot on target, you must really say something was going for you. And it's not always the case that we will not get them on target. And the celebrations about us not having shots on targets in a game that has got two halves.
Yeah.
It's very interesting because maybe we'll have too many shots on target the next match. Maybe we'll have an even better position than 59%. Maybe our passing game will have improved in leaps and bounds, and we will use our moments very well because we are very critical to ourselves. Whenever we don't do what we are supposed to do, we bother ourselves. What is it exactly that we did not do right? And we have diagnosed this game and looked at it very closely, and I can tell you, we will come back stronger.
Talking about coming back stronger, I know that usually he doesn't really care about opinions of other human beings, and when he has a good game, it's a good game. If he has whatever kind of game, he's been in the game for a long time. But just the mental side of your captain, Andy Lejali, at the end of play, and maybe even today, what is it like, though? Because he's a very active member of social media. You would have seen all the memes and everything else, the jokes around him and how he fell and so on. That also plays a role. As I say, maybe for him, might not be, because I know the player for many, many years. Those things don't faze him. What are you seeing in front of you?
One thing I can tell you, AJ is a big boy. And he's one of those players that at any given day I would want to have in my team, because he's got the right levels of arrogance. And whenever he's down, he's going to come back stronger. Because, you know, whenever something like that happens in a player of Andy Lejali's caliber, he dusts himself off and says, let's move again. Let's see. Because he's very critical to himself as well. He's one of those players that watches his matches and he knows where he did not do well, where he did well. Because in that match, to be honest, our build-ups, he played a very significant role. He did very well in that space. Defensively, sometimes because of our levels of arrogance, sometimes we don't stick to the principles. And there were moments where we felt he should have just locked Ndlondlo. But because he knows, no, man, I know this thing, I can deal with this thing. But unfortunately, you've got a Lepasa that is cheating behind, and you've got a Saleng that is cheating behind, and your two center backs are occupied already. So if you are not taking care of a Ndlondlo, who is coming in as a 10 at that time, you are not taking care of the most important player. In as much as the player did not really punish us, because there were good moments that he got, but unfortunately his passes did not really cause problems. That is why I'm saying sometimes when you get such openings against Sundowns, take them, because it's very rare that you will get them. And at halftime, we were very strong.
I mean, you'll obviously rectify that. I'm just stopping you, coach, because of time. I don't know when we can panel beat this. So much to talk about, you know, good, bad. There's always good and bad. The accumulation of players, again, seems to be a topical thing at Sundowns. Buying, is that necessary? Letting go of the Lyles and so on. So there's a whole lot. When can we reschedule? When would you have time? So,
no, I always have time for Europe. you know that. I've never said I don't have time for you.
Absolutely.
And it's always nice to answer those pertinent questions that people have. Because sometimes people from a distance, they are looking at this thing and they are saying, why let go of this one? Why let go of this one? But sometimes we, as coaches, we look at this thing differently. And sometimes we must be allowed to make these mistakes. Because check how many times we have let go of a player and that player really, really come back and hound us. And players that we still feel there is something to give from them, but we feel at that point in time maybe they are not giving as much as we want, That's why such players we will take them out on a loan, so that like they understand that they can come back strong. But players that we feel they need an opportunity somewhere else, because our game is high octane. Sometimes our demands are too high, more especially when you're playing for Sundowns and you're an offensive player, you are our first line of attack, of defense.
Stinning Excessa, should we do it tomorrow? Just so that, we got to go. They're going to cut us off the air. We are out of time. You tell me.
Tomorrow will not work. Let's do it day after tomorrow.
Day after tomorrow?
Yes.
Which is technically Wednesday.
Is it Wednesday?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. I'll be here.
All right. Wednesday it is. Thanks, coach. Thanks, everyone. It's just after top of the hour. See you then.